What is up, everybody? Jordan here, back with another episode of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom Podcast. Here in kind of the OG setup here in, I guess this is kind of the home office slash podcast area. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my slick on-air sign over here to my left, your right. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to podcasts on, welcome to another episode. This is 468 of the podcast, and today is going to be a great topic. I'm talking about the survival guide to fitness when you have kids. This is something like I've been going through and just kind of going to be sharing a little bit of what I found works, my personal journey with it, and what I think will help you guys if you're going through it too, as far as having kids, trying to stay fit or get fit. It changes things. You know, I think it's a bit naive to think it doesn't change things. As a young trainer or coach, it's really easy to kind of look past some of the, you know, for what they are, their excuses that people make. And even though they are somewhat excuses, they do have a lot of validity to them. People like parents, busy CEOs, those are some people that come to mind, like people that are pulled in a lot of different directions, usually have trouble sticking to things, or, you know, they kind of burn out. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why, some things you can do to combat that in the parent scenario. Nowhere near a CEO, but we'll talk about the parenting thing and how you need to survive in fitness when you have kids. We'll start with that. I usually like to start these podcasts, if you're new to the show, by giving a little bit of an update on my own training, nutrition, projects I'm working on, fitness-related type things. Right now, everything just kind of going steadily along. You know, we're post-New Year's. I was going to record this episode actually pre-Christmas and had the topic built out and everything. Decided to wait on it a little bit, take a little bit of a break, kind of regroup as far as the content is concerned on what I wanted to accomplish with it. Things are in a good place now. And at the time before Christmas, I was kind of in like a slow gain. So steadily gaining along, less than a half a pound of weight gain per week. Now kind of switching back to a fat loss phase just for a little bit. Usually I like to keep my cuts pretty short, like 6 to 8 weeks, not get too high a body fat percentage so they don't have to get too long. I prefer to spend more time in a very small surplus over the whole course of the year and then short cuts to kind of lean out a little bit without having to do long, drawn out cuts or anything. But it's all going well. Training's going well. I'm doing some things a little bit different this year in 2024 with my training. Maybe what some would consider not as optimal for hypertrophy, adding in some zone 2 cardio, doing a lot of like shorter rest periods, mentally taxing type of workouts like 8x8 squats and that kind of thing. Like, not to get too deep in the weeds on that, but stuff that makes you better mentally and physically and challenges you, get some stress out, that kind of thing. It's just my approach right now, trying something new. I'll update you with how that goes. The thing to know, you know, when you're more advanced, I'm not super advanced, but I would say intermediate advanced, somewhere in there. The thing to know is that the progress and gains come very, very slowly when you are more advanced, right? It's not going to come as fast as it did when you were a newbie. So you have to love the process. You have to do what you like. You have to find different little, you know, cul-de-sacs off the main street, so to say, of things you can try. Like maybe you try, you know, powerlifting for a little bit. You dabble with some strongman movements. You do pure hypertrophy work for a couple years. You can vary things up because you're only going to get so many gains anyways. So I say, you know, unless you are trying to be a pro in something where you need to optimize everything all the time, it's perfectly fine to just kind of like play around and find some things you enjoy. Whatever you're going to stick to is coolest. I right now am focusing on hypertrophy and general conditioning, which I'll get into in another episode. Something I've been doing too is kind of building out the home gym just a little bit more. I'll make more YouTube videos on this. If you're not subscribed to Stoltz Fit on YouTube, be sure you go do that. I'm going to be updating that channel with a lot of home gym type videos because it is a massive passion of mine because I've been doing it for so many years. I literally started like lifting weights when I was in high school. I was probably like 14 years old and was doing squats with old concrete weights. My squat rack was two 55-gallon oil drums that I would put the barbell on and lift it off of that. I mean, that's as DIY as it gets. And been building out since there, obviously. I have a pretty nice home gym right outside the door over here. The YouTube channel will have updates, but some things I've been working on is what, you know, figuring out what I really need to have unlimited movements, essentially. One of them was I'm just a little bit short on weight for things like strongman movements, heavy deadlifts, kind of maxing out the weight plates I have and some of the machines that I have in the gym that are plate loaded. I can kind of do all my 45s on and I would like more weight. So I actually picked up 100-pound weight plates. That was a big gym purchase, although not that exciting, not really DIY, more so just solving the weight issue, having some massively heavy plates that I can just throw on. It's an instant 245 pounds on a barbell or, you know, 100 pounds on each side of a plate loaded machine. That was a big one. And then I DIY'd a wood and bearing lateral raise machine, which I'm doing on the video if you are watching. And if you're listening, it's essentially that machine in the gym where you put your hands on handles, raise up your elbows, and you are doing lateral raises as a machine, kind of a controlled movement with less opportunity for swaying, using momentum and that kind of thing. So excited about that. I'll be sharing more of that on the channel because I think the home gym stuff is fun discussion, fun to get ideas. And if you are having trouble building something out, it's cool to find a resource. So we're doing that. Let's get into today's topic, though. I promised you the survival guide, talking about my own fitness forever, and I could do that for a whole episode if I was challenged to. So we will get started. The fitness quote of the day today is, taking care of yourself is part of taking care of your kids. This isn't really a quote. It's just the main thought I had for today, right? And that's the bottom line, the baseline, the thing you need to remember if you are in this fitness thing and you have children, is you need to remember why you're doing it. Taking care of yourself is part of taking care of your kids. If you care for your kids, you want them to have the best, you want to give them a great life and great experiences, being able to move pain-free, live a long, healthy life as a parent is the best gift you can give your kids. To be there, be able to move, play, work, help, whatever you need to do with them, that's huge. You know, some of my best memories as a kid are my dad throwing me the football, punting me the football, like helping me DIY stuff when I was a bit older in college and high school and figuring out projects and building stuff with his hands and doing things that, you know, a person who has a lot of good function and fitness can do. Focuses as a parent should be, and I'll get into this in the episode, they should be strength, mobility, athleticism, and overall health, because you are preparing yourself to provide for your kids in that way, right? Are you the health part? You're going to be around for a long time. Obviously, that's important. You can't die as much as you can prevent that. You want to be mobile so you can get in different positions, not get injured, because injuries will definitely put you out. You need to be strong so you can, you know, move things, build things, play nice and hard, and you need to be athletic so you can do things that your kids want to do as they discover them and want to get better at them. Things get harder as you get older. That's obvious. And I'm 30 now, so I'm probably just scratching the surface of that. I haven't really gotten into that portion of life yet where things do get a little harder, but people do it all the time. You see many very, very fit 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. I know many in my own family that are very fit and have great function at that age. So it's definitely not impossible. Age isn't really an excuse. It just time can make things a lot harder, and it's a lot harder to get it back if you've lost it. So the important part is to try not to lose it. Remember, a little is better than nothing. If you're starting from zero, going for a walk, doing some stretches, you know, getting into a class once a week, that is better than doing absolutely nothing and letting yourself deteriorate and lose your fitness. So that's the kind of thing I'm going to be talking about today. I wanted to kind of break it down into more actionable things. I have, I think I have 10 different aspects here written down on the laptop in front of me of things that I would consider part of the survival guide to fitness when having kids. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I realize now that I'm kind of getting started, I totally forgot any kind of intro, any kind of music. This is just me talking into the mic, which I guess is fine. And honestly, you guys probably prefer that anyways, where you don't have me, have a bunch of interruptions. But we're going to talk about the 10 things here. I think it's 10, if I'm counting right. A through J is how I have it listed out here. So we're going to talk about the survival guide to fitness when having kids. What should you prioritize and focus on? Because it does get harder. Like I said at the beginning, to give my story, I guess, I have a three-year-old. He's 3.5 now, I guess, and 2 8-month-old, almost 9-month-old boys. So twins, and they are under a year, and then a toddler as well. It's busy, right? And I have a luxury that some people don't have. And I know that because I work from home. I have a home gym right outside the door. Toddler loves the home gym, being in there too, which is something I'll talk about today. And that is a luxury a lot of people don't have. If you're trying to schedule waking up, getting the kids ready for school, going to work, coming back from work, hitting the gym, like all that stuff's really tricky. And part of it's creating a good environment that helps you stick to your plan, right? Whatever that might be. So I'll talk about that too. But just so you know I have some privilege there as far as working from home, having a flexible schedule, and being able to fit in a workout at, you know, noon every day and do it with a toddler running around and playing, and they're happy. I don't have to worry about a babysitter or anything like that. It's kind of something a lot of people don't have. But I have really learned from this experience over the last few years, especially the last 9 months, where we also had twins in the mix, what you need to kind of adapt your fitness, because things get a little crazier when you have kids. And you can kind of structure these to your own situation and schedule however you need to. Number one is to prioritize recovery. If you're in the beginning stages of being a parent where your kids are young, I'd say 4 and under, any of them 4 and under, you're going to be losing sleep. You're going to be a little bit more stressed, and you're going to be struggling to keep up with perfect nutrition all the time, a little bit more than normal, I think. So you're going to definitely lose out on recovery. That's the first thing I noticed in my own training when we had our first kid 3 years ago. It was a little bit worse sleep, dropping that sleep from 7 hours down to 5.5 most nights, or 6, or waking up 1 or 2 times in the night, or even having more stress through the day and being pulled different directions, which is exaggerated by working from home, actually. That really eats into recovery. The amount of work volume that I could recover from dropped. So you need to really prioritize sleep, supplementation, mobility, things like that, to help with recovery. And you also have to adapt your training routine to your new recoverability, meaning the amount of work you can recover from. For example, if you used to be able to do 12 sets on a chest day, and now you do 12 sets and you get so sore, you're weak, you are sore the next time you train chest, that kind of thing, you might need to drop that down to 8 or 7 or 6 or 4. Like, you might need to really drop it a lot. And it's okay to start low. You don't really need that much volume to grow, honestly, and to get stronger. So adapt it. Realize you're going to recover worse than you did before. And as you age, you recover a little worse as well. So that is an important thing to keep in mind. Recovery is everything. All of your training, supplementation, nutrition, hydration, sleep, all of that, what's on top of the mind should be, is it helping me recover from my training? Because that's a difficult part right now. Number two is, like I mentioned, a home gym or home workouts can help immensely. If you are able to get some kind of home gym equipment, it doesn't have to be like I have with 100-pound plates, lateral raise machines, converging chest presses, cable setups, squat racks. It doesn't have to be all that. You could get a pair of adjustable dumbbells and a bench. You can do an entire body workout with just that equipment. You could do just get some bands in a bag, and then you have pretty much an entire, at least light workout in your living room available to you if you just cannot hit the gym that day. Things like TRX straps, gymnastic rings, a pull-up bar for your doorway, like little things like that go a long way if you use them. when it just doesn't work to go to the gym, because some days it won't work to go to the gym. If you can build out a full garage gym and you're serious about it, spend the money. It is money well spent if you have kids and you're busy. I think just getting a squat rack, barbell, dumbbells, and a bench is going to take you really long, a long way, and you pretty much can do any movement you would want to do at the gym. Number three is to make your family part of the exercise if possible. So I mentioned, like, my toddler loves playing in the home gym. He has like a separate play area. He even likes to sometimes move the barbells around the gym, you know, in a safe way. And he really likes it. It took a while to kind of build him up to that. It was a little bit, you know, harder. He only lasted 20, 30 minutes at first. Now he'll go a full hour until he wants to leave. And he does my workouts with me. He is part of my exercise routine. If I go train when he's not there, it's almost weird. You can make your family part of your exercise in other ways. Maybe it's your spouse going to the gym with you. Maybe you bring your kids and do pull-ups at the park while they play. Maybe you just get more steps in by going for walks with your whole family. Things like that go a long ways where you don't have to find time away from them. You just work in activity with them. That has been huge too. Number four, in the similar way, is to get your partner on board. You remember, you guys are a team. If you are, you know, together with your partner and you have children, it is very hard to do it yourself. And you can feel selfish if your partner is not on board with what you need for activity and fitness and what they need. You guys need to be communicating with that and, you know, communicate what you'd like to do, what your needs are, have them communicate back to you what they need, what their needs are, and then work out scheduling. Like, I watch the kids here while you do this, you watch the kids while I do this, and communicate. That is going to go over way better than just trying to ditch or be back later from work or something like that to get those training sessions in. You need to communicate with your partner and put that first. Number five is kind of in the training and nutrition aspect, is to set realistic goals and just realize you don't have to do as much as you think to accomplish them. If you're a new parent, you're probably not going to be gaining 20 pounds of muscle this year if you just had a baby. You might not lose 30 pounds this year, right? You might have more of a maintenance type year. You might make slower progress. Make goals that are attainable and more realistic for your situation. You don't have to do everything to make progress. And what really matters is just kind of pushing yourself towards progress, right? So if you want to be leaner, it's okay if you only lose 5 to 10 pounds this entire year, as long as you're building good habits, doing the right things. Like, maybe you'll have an easier time next year with it, and maybe you'll lose more than you think. Set goals you can easily attain, won't get frustrated on, and then realize in training that you don't have to do as much as you think. If you can only go to the gym twice a week, you'll still make great progress. You can accomplish a lot of goals that way. Don't think of it as all or nothing. If I can't do 6 days push-pull legs a week like I used to, it's nothing. I'm going to give up on the gym. It's not like that. You might need to go back to 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Maybe you just go for walks for a while. Like, that's still going to make you progress. What you want to avoid is the all or nothing approach. Number six is about nutrition. And this is, meal prep is such a huge tool. I am a flexible dieter. I like to track macros. I fit in different foods in my diet every day. But with kids, it's harder to do that. Because you just have less time to think about it and prepare things. The more you can prepare in advance, the easier it's going to be to stick to a nutrition plan. So the best tip I can give is to meal prep protein sources and vegetables when you have time. If you have time on a Thursday night, the kids are all in bed, they go to bed easy, you don't have plans that night, you know, make 3 pounds of ground beef and put it in a container in the fridge. Steam some vegetables, make a big salad, like, boil a dozen eggs. Do these things ahead of time, so you're preparing yourself for the rest of the week or a few days, and you can just grab and go, but you have good choices ahead of you. The meal prep thing is something that I didn't really appreciate until I had kids and was more busy, because I had time to make anything really before, when it was just my wife and me, or even just me. So that's huge. Protein and vegetable meal prep, especially protein, huge. Number seven is to adapt and be flexible in your fitness routine. So because you have a plan in place, even if you've adapted it to a different frequency, maybe you train 3 days a week or whatever, if you're like me, sometimes it's really frustrating and really gets to you if you don't hit that routine perfectly. Like if I had, you know, 12 sets in the workout scheduled, it was supposed to be back and biceps or something, and halfway through the babies start crying, I'm, you know, summoned from the home gym to go feed a bottle. I want to be a supportive partner. I go do that. It can be frustrating when you have goals and you're not able to finish the thing you had planned out to do and you're motivated to do. What you need to do, though, is remember that this is a phase and you have to adapt and be flexible in your routines. You can change things up and still make great progress. Some of the things I've done that have helped that, I'll read them off right here. Split up workouts is one that I've done. That's a home gym perk. Say back and biceps. If I only got my 6 sets of back done that day, baby starts crying, I leave. I can come back 4 or 5 hours later, hit the biceps. It's okay to go twice for 20 minutes. You don't have to go once for 40 to 60. It's all right to split that workout up if you have access to the gym. Another one I did is train fewer times per week for more flexibility. So for example, if you're used to a body part split where you train every day, like chest, back, shoulders, legs, arms, maybe you have an off day, like that kind of thing. Missing a day means you don't train that body part for another week, meaning you have much less flexibility on missing days. It's like that whole skipping leg day joke, right? When you train something like upper lower 4 times a week, upper lower, or full body 2 times a week or 3 times a week, you have flexibility where, like, if Monday's workout doesn't work out, just do it Tuesday. You can do Tuesday workout, Thursday workout, Saturday. Maybe even Thursday you miss, you can just do it Friday and then skip Saturday, do Sunday. You can move your days around in the calendar to fit what days work best for your training. That's huge to have that flexibility in your week to move workouts around and adapt as your week unfolds, because curveballs come all the time when you have kids. Another good one is to find other ways to get activity. Things like, I have a walking treadmill while I work. I stretch while I watch TV. I try to multitask a little bit, right? Even cooking in the kitchen, I'll like do some mobility. Like I'll get down on a deep squat when I get a pan out instead of just bend over. Silly stuff that, you know, might look like I'm obsessed with it. What I'm really doing is just building up activity through the day so I don't have to do it all in the gym. Getting my cardio in at different times, you know, working in different movements here and there. It's like greasing the groove, kind of. You're just working in your training through the day. Number 8 of things in the survival guide is shorter workouts. Again, and this is the theme, guys, is like you don't have to do as much as you think. You don't need to be in the gym for an hour and a half. You don't need to be in the gym for an hour. If you can only fit in 20 or 30 minutes because you have a baby that's napping, or you know, you only have a sitter for that long, or your partner's watching the kids, or you're coming home from work and you swing by the gym, you can get a lot done in 30 minutes. And trust me, because I was a personal trainer for a long time, a strength coach for university, you only have so long with a client. You can get full workouts that are effective in a very short amount of time if you do it right. Meaning you don't have to do a zillion movements. Your leg workout could just be a brief warm-up, 5 minutes. You squat, so you get a compound movement that works a lot of different muscle groups. Maybe that takes you 15 minutes because you have a little bit more sets and work to do and warm-up sets. That's a 20-minute workout right there. You hit leg curls for a little bit more hamstring work. Maybe do some calf raises like for 2 minutes. So, you know, that's a 30-minute workout probably, and you're out of there. If you're hustling, you don't even have to do that much. Drop the calf raises if you don't have time. Just hit squats. You can get a full leg workout with just one or two movements, a full workout for any body part with one or two movements. Full body training gets a little bit longer. So that does counteract a little bit what I said earlier about full body training or upper lower. You have more muscle groups to hit, so it gets a little bit harder, but you don't need to do as much as you think. One or two sets of each is fine, and you're still going to make great progress. Drop the rest if you need to a little bit. Remember, you get it in. It doesn't have to be optimal right now. Number 9 is, throughout all this, show your kids good fitness habits. Don't make it a stress. Don't make it an unhealthy thing. You know, them seeing you just being active, doing things like stretching while you watch TV, doing things like, you know, running around with them in the backyard, doing things like training in a home gym and them seeing you do that, that is giving them fitness habits, right? You're basically showing, you know, leading by example with that. So huge. Show your kids the example. Make it enjoyable, fun, not stressful, and they will want to do it for their lives too. And the last thing is to not overcomplicate. You don't have to do as much as you think. You don't have to make this crazy complicated. It can get crazy complicated, and that's kind of fun. I enjoy that. But the big things make the difference. Prioritize recovery. Get good sleep. Drink enough water. Eat whole foods, enough protein. That'll cover your nutrition pretty much. And then train, you know, 2-3 times a week and get in some compound lifts and take a lot of steps. Like, it's really simple. The things that actually make the difference, the little things you add on top of that, like what angle should I do my lat pull downs on? What, you know, what chest press should I do? Like, all these little questions don't make that big of a difference. You're talking like a decimal of a percent there. So the biggest thing is to focus on the big things, realize the little things might have to wait during this phase. And when things are settled down, I'm assuming they get settled down as kids get a little bit older, you can focus on those later. So that's my survival guide to fitness when having kids. A lot of information there, hopefully helpful. It's tough and things need to change. And if you guys need any help with that, you can always reach out to me, jordanstoltzfitness@gmail.com. Comment on the YouTube video if you're watching it. You know, send me an email. Go to Instagram. I'm StoltzJordan on Instagram, StoltzFit on TikTok. There's a lot of different places to reach me, and you can help. I will help you make a meal plan, a training plan, whatever, with your situation. Everyone's different. What they can do is different. But the good news is you don't need as much as you think, and you can stay fit even with kids, even as you get older. Take that message, believe it, because that's very empowering to know that those excuses are just that, excuses. And it does get harder, more tricky, but with the kind of tools I gave you today, hopefully it's something you can accomplish. And that's it for today's episode. This was 468 of the podcast, The Survival Guide to Fitness When Having Kids. Thank you for watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, listening on Apple Music. Be sure to go subscribe to Stoltz Fit YouTube channel. Lots of good home gym stuff coming up and some workout vlogs and that kind of stuff as well. So I'm excited about that. Podcast is back with another episode, and that'll be it for today. Take it easy, everybody.